Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so you see, this to me is absolutely ridiculous. So there's a man in Georgia who I guess has been arrested for doing what I think deserves a medal. Apparently, there was a little Pomeranian mix dog, little baby Pomeranian, in a Mustang that some woman left in a hot car. And he sees this dog there. They're waiting for police. And the dog looks like the little baby dog's in distress. So this Georgia man from Athens, Georgia, decides to just break the gosh darn window and pull the dog out so the dog doesn't sit there and cook. And we've talked about how seconds count when it really starts to get hot and heat up. Just any of you test closing your door and turning off the air conditioning, right, in a hot environment, you start to heat up within minutes. And I mean uncomfortable heat up. So while waiting for police to come, etc., he didn't want to wait, broke a window, got the dog out. Well, apparently he got arrested. State law allows you to break a window of a car to save a child in distress, but you're not supposed to break a window of a car to save a pet, according to the law. This is ridiculous. Witnesses say that while a group of shoppers waited for the police to arrive to free the dog, the Army veteran smashed the window. Please give this man a medal. Deputies say the car's owner insisted that Mr. Hammonds, his name is Michael Hammonds, the Army vet, should be arrested. Deputies did not identify the woman. She was only cited for leaving the dog in the hot car. This woman should be arrested and he be, like I said, awarded revels, as they said in the Avenger movie. Georgia State allows an individual to break a window to save a child in distress, but not a pet. Animal advocates say they are working to change the law. This is what frustrates the hell out of me. Okay, I'm not saying we need to live in a society without laws. Okay, I mean, we need laws because there's some real stupid people out there. And, you know, we need to be able to govern. Although I think a lot of us with common sense, I mean, you know, I don't understand why... You know, you would need a law for something like this. All right, guys, it's okay. If you see a kid that looks like he's going to possibly die from being in a locked up car, well, what we'll do, hold on though, don't do anything yet. Let us write a law. Let us proofread it. Let us pay a bunch of attorneys. Let us then submit it and bring it up to committee. Then let's go for a vote. Just save the damn kid. Why does there have to be a law? So now, here's a case where there's a dog in a car, or a pet in a car. It could be a little bitty kitty cat. I know a lot of you guys don't like kitty cats out there, but I do. What if my little tiny shaky boo is in the back of a car? And now you're going to have somebody who sees an article like this going, you know what, man, I can't get arrested right now. You know, I got to go to work tomorrow. I got to feed the kids. Darn, there's a dog in the in the car. Should I stop and wait because there's a law? Am I the only one that finds this absolutely ridiculous? You know, talking to Tom, my engineer, about the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act is another example of the ridiculousness we have when it comes to laws. I've seen so much misuse of the Patriot Act that I'm very, very frustrated by it. But here's another example of you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And sometimes the law could cause more trouble than it's worth. Okay? We need to be able to know for our national security what the hell is going on. And we need to have some means of figuring out what's going on, okay? And we need to have Jack Bowers, all right? you know, in our midst. We need Jack Bowers, okay? But they decide to make a law, all right, that allows the government to spy on us. Well, I mean, we look like complete idiots, all right? Why are we making a law, all right? You know, and throwing it out there in the media, saying, look, the government is going to get to listen to every one of your phone calls. How does that even stop the bad guys from cavooting or whatever the word is, right, to do terrorist acts? It's stupid. I don't understand. Is it such a money-making business that we just want to make laws and more laws and more laws, that if there's a law, you know, and there's not a law for something else, then you can't, then, you know, it's making no sense to me. The Patriot Act never made sense to me. This law where, yeah, you are allowed to break a window for a kid. Now, I understand. Okay, there gets to be a lot of confusion when somebody destroys public property, and because we can't figure it out, people want to sue, and people, you know, there has to be guidelines. I get that. But these guidelines are causing harm, right, to the rest of us. And I just think we need to get our poop together, and I don't know what the answer is, but it just looks like to me the more laws we make, the worse it is for everybody. We've talked about this with women's rights. I think we have gone back multiple steps and multiple leagues of progress with women's rights and women's health when we had to start making laws that employers had to pay for our birth control. I mean, I don't need, you know, everybody in my business here. I would like some privacy. Why don't I get the same privacy as a man does? All right, just leave my birth control alone. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to ask about it. You don't have to know about it. It's my business. Stay out. But no, we had to make a law. Well, your employer has to pay for your birth control. That just really... really nails our feet to the ground and prevents us from more progress and actually throws us back from the progress we've made. Because now it's the issue of, why am I paying for a woman's birth control? Why is she sleeping around? Why is she this? Leave us women alone. All right? We'll handle our birth control. It's okay. I don't need a man or another woman paying for my birth control. Okay? We'll make it happen. Okay? I don't need the government. Okay? Yeah, helping me figure out what to do with my uterus. It's frustrating. It's frustrating. All right, make sure if you're unhappy with certain laws, you gotta go to your senators, you gotta go to your congressmen. All right, make some noise. Be heard. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, breaking news now on the Amtrak train derailment, and such a sad case. Thus far, we've heard 6 people have died. Still have multiple people missing and multiple victims of the crash. They have recovered the so-called black box data recorder that was retrieved from the wreckage of the derailed Amtrak train that occurred yesterday. My husband told me this morning, why isn't the black box bright orange or fluorescent orange? Why is it black? It's so hard to find those in the midst of wreckage. But have something really neon color or fluorescent, to me it makes sense. The recorders were taken to Amtrak's operations center in Delaware to download information like the train speed, the images from a video camera on the engine, and a log of when the train's operator used tools like the brake, throttle, and horn. Justin, oh no, okay, I thought that we had the name of the, I thought we had the name of the, conductor. This was a New York bound train. It jumped the tracks at about 9:30 p.m. Tuesday, tossing 238 passengers and five crew members, all over the car. And, many of the, cars of the train individually tumbled onto their sides and crumbled. One car was very badly mangled, almost like a soda can, they say. Passengers who emerged were battered, bloodied. They describe a very chaotic, terrifying scene. People have been thrown against the walls and furniture and each other and luggage and loose items. You know, we talk about, underestimate things being thrown. You know, people are making fun of this one lady who was talking about a piece of luggage flying at her. Luggage can impale you. I mean, this is some dangerous stuff. You know, we talk about tornadoes, and some of the deadliness that happens with tornadoes are these little bitty splinters that can go just right into your eye and, you know, through the brain and things like that. I mean, you know, the speed of things being thrust at you impose a danger as well, huge danger. So investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board began to arrive before 5 a.m., and they hope to release more information. Temple University Hospital received 54 patients from the wreck, including one, unfortunately, who died overnight from a massive chest injury. He said that most of the patients suffered fractures from being thrown around the train. 25 remained in the hospital. Currently, we have 8 people in critical condition. Officials are still trying to notify passengers, family members about their relatives. We're hearing of people that are still missing in the news. Maybe they aren't missing, but we just haven't been able to hear publicly what's going on because they need to contact all the family members. Now, you know, Amtrak has definitely had a colorful past. In that I believe, and I was hearing this in the news, that they recently allowed a waiver for them not to have required seatbelts on the train. I'm a little confused about that, because you know, airplanes, you have to be seatbelted, you know, cabs have seatbelts, etc., but Amtrak trains, no seatbelt. So here we have people being thrown around the train. Thrown around all over the place. I don't know if there were seatbelts available that people chose not to use, or no, they just didn't have to have seatbelts. According to Fox News, Amtrak is a government-owned, subsidized entity established in 1971 to provide passenger train service across the country. It was supposed to be a for-profit company with no federal subsidies, but I guess the subsidies have been involved since the time. Congress imposed certain conditions on Amtrak. It hurt the bottom line, they say, like requiring Amtrak to run nationally. Yet Amtrak has received $1 billion a year in federal support, still experiences losses. I'd like to find out more about the whole seatbelt policy, and I'll keep you guys posted on that. But it's very, very frustrating to me, extremely frustrating to me, that we could see accidents such as this with something that receives so much government money. And, you know, in this day and age, okay, I mean, a train derailment, I understand, you know, in the olden days when, you know, train tracks and trains and the older type of trains, I understand there were a lot more accidents, but the safety features we have, and we were supposed to be having all the inspections and all the upkeep being done, I'm surprised something like this could happen. In 1993, we remember one of the deadliest accidents in Amtrak's history, where a train traveling from Los Angeles to Miami derailed, plunged into a bayou in Mobile, Alabama, killing 47 people. January 1987, 16 people were killed when an Amtrak train from Boston to Washington, D.C. collided with Conrail locomotives that had crossed into its path. February 1996, 11 people were killed and 26 people injured when Amtrak passenger train had a head-on collision with a commuter train in Silver Spring, Maryland. June 1995, 7 people were killed when Amtrak slammed into a pickup truck at a rural crossing equipped with stop signs in Oregon. 1993, 6 people were killed and a dozen others hurt when an Amtrak train rammed into a truck at a railway crossing near Fort Lauderdale. May 2007, 5 people killed in Modesto, California, when an Amtrak train collided with a sports utility vehicle. Wasn't there something also last year that there was another, I know apparently there were minor derailments. 2004, Amtrak had a total of 28 derailments, 25 in 2013, 27 in 2012. One, though, common thread I'm seeing with these derailments is them running into something else on the ground. Maybe what we need to do is make Amtrak very similar to either the New York subway system where it's underground, or we have an above ground system. Now, I don't think above ground could handle the speeds that Amtrak wants to do, but maybe what's happening is the train system is becoming obsolete in this day and age when we have people that are getting stuck on tracks, people colliding into each other, cars running the roads. You know, maybe what we need to do is have a system where Amtrak is away from the general public. So either up high or down below. But when you look at the derailments and you look at the accidents and you look at when people died, pretty, pretty scary stuff. They say there are more than 2,000 Amtrak trains that roll out of Amtrak-controlled segments each day, including its regional trains. They travel speeds of 110 to 125 miles per hour. The Acela Express trains hit speeds of 150 miles per hour. Is it safe? You know, are we getting to the point? And I understand that a deadly accident such as this is still far and few between. You know, my husband always makes fun of me when I, have a fit about a plane crash, a smaller plane crash, because, you know, he flies small aircraft. And he keeps saying the deadliest, you guys all know this, you know, the deadliest part of flying is the drive to the airport. They're right about that. You have more of a chance of being killed driving to the train track, right, or driving to the airport than you do being on the actual train or in the plane itself. But I want absolute, I want perfection. I don't want there to be any risk of derailment or anybody dying. These people were commuting, for crying out loud. All they wanted to do was go home. That's it. They didn't deserve to die and be mangled, etc. And so now I live out in the West. So for us, we don't really have train systems. I think they want to do a train system from Vegas to L.A., which does make a lot of sense for a lot of the commuters. It's a four and a half hour drive with traffic. It could be a 6, 7, 8 hour drive between L.A. and Vegas. So I understand that they've been talking about bullet trains and sort of fast sort of ways of transportation. I'm very nervous about it because I could just see some bozo decide to be on the track. People get out there in the desert, they get drunk. You know, let me see if our car can stop a train, dude. Let's do this. I dare you. And, you know, so I can totally see some stupid stuff happening. I just don't know what can handle speeds of 150 miles per hour that's not on the ground. I don't, in terms of ground transportation. So I don't know. I don't know, but it's a shame. I think this accident didn't have to happen. I still want to know what the hell is going on with the whole seatbelt issue, and it's a shame. As we get more information, we will definitely keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. We got the $20 bill that looks like may be changed. We're moving closer to that. And the FDA may finally lift the ban on gay men donating blood. But don't get too excited yet. We'll tell you what's going on. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so remember they were talking about removing Andrew Jackson from the $20 bill, and they were looking at Rosa Parks, First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, Harriet Tubman. Well, apparently abolitionist Harriet Tubman has won the online poll that has asked which U.S. woman should appear on the $20 bill as opposed to Andrew Jackson. This is a grassroots group that wants to change the $20 bill, and it announced that abolitionist Harriet Tubman has taken the top spot and should be the one pictured on the currency. Now, the organization is called Women on 20s, and it started its campaign earlier this year. It has picked up a lot of momentum, and the group asked voters to decide which famous female it would nominate to replace the bill's current face, former President Andrew Jackson. Tubman edged out Eleanor Roosevelt, Rosa Parks, in a 600,000 voter strong poll. And I guess then they came down with a list of 15 notable women. And I guess now it is presented to a petition in the White House. Apparently, if you change U.S. currency, it requires an order from the U.S. Secretary of Treasury, which can be directed by President Obama. As we all remember, Harriet Tubman was a leading abolitionist during the Civil War. She was born into slavery, but then escaped to Philadelphia in 1849, became a conductor on an underground railroad, traveled back and forth between the South and the North, trying to help people get out of slavery. She also provided intelligence to the Union forces during the Civil War, and then she pushed for women's rights. And, they say currently the only women on U.S. currency is Susan B. Anthony and Sacagawea. They have been used on dollar coins. Martha Washington was briefly on dollar certificates back in 1886, 1891, and 1896. But since then, paper currency has been all male. Now, Andrew Jackson, America's seventh president, has been on the $20 bill since 1929. Women on 20s want him replaced in 2020. Because it's all about the 20. And this is the year the U.S. will mark the centennial of the 19th Amendment, which granted women the right to vote. See, I don't understand why we're just not coming up with a new bill. Okay? I don't know if we have to change. I mean, I know there's been a lot of criticism about Andrew Jackson being on the $20 bill. And it's probably one of the most commonly used currencies because of ATMs, etc. But I don't understand why we just don't do another denomination. You know, I mean, one thing I would really, really like is like the $4.99 or the $5.99 or all this 99, everything that has 99 in it. I would say come up with a currency for that. You know, I think it's time that we have, you know, multiple groups represented on our currency. I mean, I understand that most currencies for centuries have included kings and I understand of the male gender. And so, yeah, I think it's a good idea. I just don't know if we have to change a current piece of currency. I have no problem with us adding more currency and honoring lots of people. You know, lots of women and men and certain demographics, etc. So I don't know. I mean, many people have asked if now then the $20 bill that we're using today could be worth a lot of money because it has Andrew Jackson on it. It could take like a long, long time for that to happen because there's so many $20 bills and Andrew Jackson bills out there in circulation before this happens. So I think it's going to happen. It just I don't know if we have to change a currency, if not add another one. But I guess they'll decide and we'll go from there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we have been scratching our heads as to why we have a ban on gay men donating blood. Because, when you donate blood, that blood has to be thoroughly screened. And what's also concerning to me is you answer questions about your sexual preference and your sexual activities. So if somebody does not want to be open about having sex with a man and they write down heterosexual, how does that differ from a gay man openly saying, you know, yes, I'm gay? So it really kind of doesn't make sense. It seems really obsolete to have a ban. Well, if you're gay, if you check the box saying you're gay, you can't donate, but if you check the box saying you're straight, well, anybody could check the box saying they're straight. So whether they've had sex with men, women, etc. So which is why the blood gets thoroughly checked. Somebody may not even know they have HIV. Somebody might have slept with a prostitute or, you know, injected themselves and has HIV. Now, if you knowingly admit that, then you don't donate blood. But what if you're hiding it because the wife is next to you? And you're like, no, of course I haven't slept with anybody or shot any IV drugs. Well, so the fact that we have to screen all the blood anyway, to me, means it's moot. And we don't need to necessarily have a ban. So the FDA has formally proposed letting gay and bisexual men donate blood. But I thought that they were going to finally get rid of this quote-unquote year-long wait period. It doesn't sound it. From what I understand, there is still going to be that year-long wait, that year-long grace period, where if you are a man that has had sex with another man within the last year, you cannot donate blood. I don't understand this. I really don't. Now, the FDA says no transmissions of HIV, hepatitis B, or hepatitis C has been documented through U.S. licensed plasma-derived products in the past 2 decades. Great. So then just go and allow everyone to donate blood. They say the reason for banning donations by men who have sex with other men is because they're at much higher risk of becoming infected with HIV, which is a virus that causes AIDS, and much more risk for hepatitis B and C. Since September 1985, the FDA has recommended that blood establishments indefinitely defer male donors who have had sex with another male even once since 1977 due to the strong clustering of AIDS illness in the men who have sex with men community. The MSM. Now, before 1985, people did become infected with HIV through blood transfusions. The CDC estimated that in 2001, that more than 14,000 people had been infected with HIV that way. But now we have good tests to screen that, and we need to screen all blood. So no ban, I think, is necessary. Now, what they are talking about is rather than the lifetime ban, the year ban. The CDC says the risk of getting HIV from a transfusion is 1 in 1.5 million. So, unfortunately, we still have ways to go because it's a year of not having sex. So if you want to donate blood, you have to admit that you haven't had sex with another man in a year, which to me just doesn't make sense. But what are you going to do? When we come back, I got a very, very interesting email from a mom who believes her son is gay. And she's worried about suicide risk. And she doesn't know if she should get him help. She doesn't know if she should try to get him converted. From gay to straight. So we're going to talk about that. You guys know how I feel about those conversion classes. I think those are ridiculous. Then we have a report that more than 40% of beehives have died in the last year. Remember we were talking about our beehive colonies starting to die off? 40%. That doesn't make sense. 40%. We'll talk about that. Then we have a man who loses his leg to a flesh-eating bacteria after swimming in Florida. Okay? Apparently, he went swimming off of Fort Myers Beach in the Gulf of Mexico about a month ago. Now he's in a hospital bed missing one leg. What possibly could be going on when you're just swimming in nature, for crying out loud? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dolly Show. All right, let me pull this email up because it was very interesting and I got a couple quick points I need to make. So, it has initials here. My son's older brother told me he thinks he's gay and has depression symptoms. I'm concerned about his choices and future mates, his risk of suicide, and his overall well-being. Should I have him see a psychiatrist? What do you feel about conversion therapy? Okay, we are seeing more and more revelations and and admissions of people being gay, and now that they feel that society is more accepting. So this question starts to come up a lot. And I'm very, very concerned about youth that don't feel like they could bring it up and be open about it. And I wish we were able to study how many of these teen suicides occur in kids who thought they wouldn't be accepted in society because they were gay, or they wouldn't be accepted by their family because they were gay. And so I commend the mom for wanting to get involved. I don't particularly like, you know, some of the choices she's bringing up, but I love the idea of getting a therapist involved, but not to change somebody from being gay. They're gay, let them be gay. But I want to take a step back, and I need to say something, and I hope it comes out the way I want it to say, and I hope this doesn't come out wrong. But when you look at somebody being gay, like your child being gay, okay, and like she's worried here about choices and future mates, she's probably thinking about, as many parents do, what, so he's going to be having sex with guys and in, you know, the rectum and all that. Can I just say that, and I've been married for 18 years, so I understand there's a lot of new sorts of moves and new sorts of things, but I had to lose my naivety as a doctor when patients and heterosexual patients would tell me that they are doing the exact same things in bed that I thought were only dominated by the gay culture. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? All right, so if you're imagining two women, okay, in bed, okay, from what I'm understanding, men have been able to master lesbian sex on their heterosexual partners. See? And same thing with what we considered was quote-unquote gay sex. Apparently, there are very, very straight individuals using the same orifices that we thought were only dominated by a gay couple. So when we talk about people being gay, and you are about to have conversations with your child who thinks they're gay, etc., take the sex part out of it. Because whether you're heterosexual or straight or male or female, it appears that these days that certain activities are going on that really blur the lines, okay, in terms of what is being done. Take away the sex part and now look at what else is being gay. Oh, there is nothing else. Yes, there is. There's a lot. Okay? And I almost wonder if we need to kind of get rid of that term, gay. All right? Next is, who are they in love with? Who are they falling for? Why does your child think he's gay? You know, you'll hear parents go, yeah, you know, my four-year-old's gay. And I'm like, first of all, how? They're not having sex. They're not having, you know, what? Well, you know, they like women's fashion. They like this. A lot of people like women's fashion. Well, you know, my son likes makeup. You know, so he thinks he's a girl. Can I say, as a girl, as a woman, I can't stand makeup. I wear it. I wear a lot of makeup. And when I have to do TV things and I'm told, here, you got to go to the makeup artist, I do as I'm told. Right? And I wear the makeup, and I have to, you know, because I don't know if you've ever seen me without my makeup. Trust me, I need to wear makeup, but I don't like it. When did that come out that a girl likes makeup? When? You'll have a man that says, I like to wear a bra. That has nothing to do with his sexuality. I'm a woman. I can't stand wearing a bra. Yet there's men out there, transvestites, straight men, that like to wear bras or like to wear women's underwears. So rather than sitting there and being confused and trying to label, we have to get rid of all the labeling. Okay? Just get rid of the labels. So you have a child, right? You think they're getting depressed. You think there could be an issue because he doesn't want to reveal that he's gay. And this happens a lot. Okay, I have a case right now where some child had a complete breakdown, and I come to find out when I talk to the parents, I go, you know, I have a feeling this is what's going on. Oh, no, he can't talk to his family, he can't talk to dad about that. Oh, his dad won't go for that. I mean, this is a huge problem. Okay, if you guys don't even know how to talk to your kids, and you're forcing your kids to hide something like that from you, no wonder these kids are starting to go to drugs or they're, you know, contemplating suicide. I know I'm saying not all kids on drugs or suicide are gay, but you know, this is a very, very important factor for any of us parents. So when you're looking at the child and you're worried about depression, absolutely get them a therapist, get them a psychiatrist, and what the therapist or the doctor or the psychiatrist is going to talk to them about is, you know, what their gifts are, okay? Because they're going to think they're cursed, all right? Well, you obviously have feelings. You can love, which is a gift, all right? Is there any particular person you're in love with? You know, well, yeah, I love my sister, and I love my mom, and I love my best friend. You know, my best friend's a girl. I love her. But I don't have the same love for them as I do towards my other friend. And I feel like I really, really love him, and I want to be with him. All right, so you start to look at where you concentrate on the love. Whenever you ask a young individual, you know, why they're gay, it's not the proper way to approach that. It's, you know, who are you in love with, and how does that person make you feel? Yes, in society we label it gay versus not gay, but you see where I'm kind of going with this, and I hope I'm conveying this right. Okay, people love. And they love for a variety of reasons, and they love people in different ways. And while we watched Anne Heck go between Ellen DeGeneres and a male partner and then back to a male partner, etc., all right, I think we're coming to find out that a lot of people don't want to live as a label. They are going to love who they want to love. They're going to be with who they want to be with. And in bed, people are going to experiment with things, all right, whether they're straight, gay, or whatnot. So your job as a parent is to make sure that your child knows that you love them no matter what, and that you will get them any help they need if they are misconstruing where their place on this earth is, and if they're even needed on this earth, because that could be very, very scary and put them at risk for suicide. All right, let's say you have a child that says they really don't want to be a boy, they don't want to be a girl anymore. All right, I am hoping that those lines get blurred. All right, you know, why do you want to be a girl? Well, because I like makeup and because I like, again, that doesn't mean you're a girl. Okay, a lot of girls don't like makeup. These are things you like. All right, you're a boy if you have a penis and testicles. You're a girl if you have an ovary and uterus. But that's it. You're not a girl because of something you like or something you love. The, you know, Justin Bieber has both male and female fans. Okay, that has nothing to do with gender. I don't know why, but he does. So, I think we're doing this all wrong, especially with the way we're dealing with transgender, etc. Now we have government funding, right, to pay for transgender surgery. Why? Because society still demands that we have boy-girl delineation. Let's get rid of this boy-girl delineation in terms of where you fit into society. You're a man if you have a penis and testicles. You're a woman if you have a uterus and a vagina and ovaries. Period. Does nothing to do with what you want to wear. Has nothing to do with makeup. Has nothing to do if you like sports. All right? And you live. All right? And you love. And follow ethical laws. You don't hurt anybody, kill anybody, whether you're straight or et cetera. And I hope we can slowly start getting rid of this, you know, teenage depression of people finding themselves and worried about who they are. And until society, you know, starts to,
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.